once again.
The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox Knowledge.
All right, deep breath. Yep, we've got another one. All right, which I'm sure you already know. Relief on the way. Yes, I think it is. Now, how about some talk show relief? Let's start with that. Hi, friends. Scott here with you. Let's talk for another very warm Tuesday morning. Again, our friend Jeff Byers, the Ironhead, he's on a family vacation this week. The lucky dude, he'll be back next week. But we have plenty of... Well, I want to call them hot subjects this week, although one or at least one will be. All right, so we've got a good show on tap for you today. Yes, we're going to talk heavy topics. I think we're going to save that again for a little later on in the program. Later on this hour, we're going to lighten up, going to have some fun. We're going to welcome, well, actually welcome back to our show, Joe Schall. I don't know, I've kind of referred to Joe as Mr. Pinball. All right, pinball machines. Remember pinball machines when you were a kid or older? All right. We were, this is kind of weird. We were supposed to have Joe on last month. About a month and a half ago, I think it was, whenever that was. And it was right before that big storm blew in and flattened part of College Avenue, you know, power poles and lines down. Remember, it was a total mess. Here at our studios, we lost power for, what was it, 3 days? Because, I mean, it was extreme, this insane little boom storm that came in. And we were supposed to have Joe that week to talk about, you know, pinball machines, local things going on, just fun stuff. You know, lighten up here a little bit. So we couldn't have Joe on because of conditions the last month. Ah! So I said to Joe, Joe, let's have you on later on. Okay, let's do something maybe later in June. Okay, perfect. So we lined it all up. And, of course, yesterday, now granted, folks, it's hot. We're talking at least mid-90s, heat index of probably at least 100, if not more, depending on where you are, heat, humidity, all that stuff. Yep, it's going to happen again today. All right, and then hopefully it'll start to, you know, back off, so to speak. But yesterday, of course, some of you were directly affected by this. There was a power outage yesterday afternoon when a power transformer apparently, I don't know, blew up or fried or whatever. And once again, it's like essentially right down the street from our studio. And so if you happen to be listening yesterday afternoon, all of a sudden, we were gone again because of a blown-up power transformer. Now, in this case, it affected thousands of people, I guess you would say, I don't know, kind of west and south of State College and parts of State College as well. This power transformer, I think it was supposed to be near Highway Pizza on College Avenue, just boom, just fried up, bam, and boop. Power goes out to everybody in the middle of the afternoon. Whew, remember yesterday? Oh, yes. All right. That was just nasty. And so we lost power here in our studio. Now, thankfully, in this case, it wasn't 3 days. It was probably, it was closer, I would say, closer to 3 hours that I assume the power company folks showed up. They had a new transformer, I guess. You put it up on the pole. You do whatever you do. And thankfully, I think by maybe 7:30 or 8 o'clock last evening, all the power had been restored to these different zones or areas, either south or west of State College, thankfully. I had to make a special trip back into the studio last evening because nobody else was available. We had to turn all our computers back on. When the power finally came back on, we had to push all the buttons, all that fun stuff. So if you're a Pirates fan, all right, we did have the Pirates game at Milwaukee last night. We joined it actually just right after they started their airtime. So I'm like, yay! And I'm looking around like, did we destroy anything here? So we're going to have Joe Schall in later this hour to talk about pinball machines. I'm going to say, Joe, I mean, at one point yesterday I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you mean to tell me I'm going to have to contact Joe again to say the power's out again. This is like the Bermuda Triangle, all right? Now, I don't want to make anybody mad, but I'm thinking maybe next time this could happen, like, on the other side of town, all right? Could we get it on the other? Now, if you're at the other side of town, all right, don't throw things at your radio. Don't do it. Stop. It's like, we feel like we're in the Bermuda Triangle here. It's like one thing after another that's totally out of our control. Just boom, boom. We're waiting for the next boom. It's like, okay, yeesh. So we're going to lighten up and have some fun with Joe later on this hour about local pinball events. This is a growing group, which is cool. I mean, I remember as a kid, I loved playing pinball. I was no pinball wizard, but I really enjoyed playing pinball, you know, arcades and bowling alleys and stuff like that. It was fun. And is it making a comeback? At least here in our area. So we're going to talk with Joe a little later on. We'll have some fun. And then the heavy subjects we'll probably save for the 9 o'clock hour, because we still have plenty of those. All right. In the meantime, we've got some open line time right now if you'd like to chime in on whatever. 814-954-7266. That's our number. 814-954-7266. Let me mention very quickly, and hopefully you've already been there, our website, 987thefox.info. All right, lots of great stuff there. If you're a regular listener, you know in our next segment we have our normal sports segment where we do sportsy stuff. If you didn't know this, what we do in that segment, we then put on the website as in print form. So we have local sports results for a separate link there. We have a ton of recordings of this program going back a ways on a separate page. We try, whenever the technology cooperates, we try to record every show. And we post it on our website for people to either listen to or listen to again. We have our news outlets page. All right, hopefully you keep track of news. The news outlets page is just a link of local and regional news outlets. And so you can click on a link, jumps right to their website. So the thought here is use our website as like a starting point. Go to the news outlets page, you know, pick the one you want. There you go. Boop. It opens up and you can stay informed on stuff. And now here's we'll call this a request. All right. Again, we're going to have Joe Shaw talking about pinball, you know, a light subject, just a fun subject. We're always looking for more guests on interesting subjects, either light or maybe heavy or local or regional. Things maybe that we didn't realize are happening and that sort of stuff. We'd love to hear from you if you have a guest idea. Yeah, it might even be you, okay? Maybe you're the guest idea. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Contact Us link. Put your information in there and then boop, hit send at the bottom. I'm the lucky guy usually that gets that message. No guarantees. All right. We won't say, yep, we'll definitely have you on. We want to look it over. But we're always looking for more, you know, topic ideas and guest ideas. And it could be kind of really hyper local, or it could be something a lot larger than that. Again, could be something light, could be something, as I say, heavy. So all you got to do is go to our website, 987thefox.info, click on the Contact Us link, put in your information, send, and then if we're interested, we'll get back in touch. All right, why not? Help us out. That would be really great. Now, again, this heat dome is continuing today. I'm not sure. I'm wondering if today could actually be the worst of the bunch, or as that may be yesterday. Again, depending on what weather service you pay attention to, I'm looking at one right now that claims today's high is supposed to be 97. All right. Another one says 95. Either way, that's H-O-T, hot. All right. Now, if you've noticed, heat and electronics do not necessarily agree. That's why when we had our little mishap again yesterday with a blown-up transformer, my first thought was, okay, it's going to get really warm in this studio because we've got a nice window, but we're kind of enclosed here. And I'm thinking, boy, the AC goes off. That's not a good thing. Luckily, it looks like everything's working all right. Now, how about you? Are you doing okay? If you've been listening, especially the last few days, you've heard me say this a number of times. Hey, let's be careful. Let's watch out for each other. Let's not overexert in this kind of heat because it could be bad. Let's keep an eye out for our friends, neighbors, relatives, maybe elderly folk that God forbid, they don't have air conditioning in their house this week. That is really bad. Let's keep an eye on things for folks. All right. Let me share a personal story, because when we get weather like this, I get leery, and I have a reason for getting leery. Now, this is a story that goes back 50 years, all right, when I was a kid. And so at one part, it's actually two things happened. First part was one day, I'm like 9 or 10 years old. My parents and I are living down near Gettysburg at the time. And one day my mom says, hey, we're going to go to a Civil War reenactment in Gettysburg. Now, I was a history nut even when I was 9 or 10. I'm like, oh, cool, this is great. So we go. It's a day like today. It is oppressive. As I recall, it was pushing 100 degrees and really humid. And so there was a crowd there, and I made my way, I was a little kid, made my way to the front of the crowd and just kind of sat down on the ground and watched this in front of me. And it was fascinating. I mean, you had all these guys dressed up either as Union soldiers or Confederate soldiers, and they're firing guns and they're firing cannon and they're charging and doing fake sword play and all this other stuff. I mean, it looked really cool. I mean, today it looks really cool. Now, this is 50 years ago. All right. And I don't know if the soldiers were wearing, I guess you would call it period clothing. In other words, clothing that actual Civil War soldiers would have worn, which back then would have been wool. Now, folks, can you imagine? Maybe you're doing it today. Going outside today, especially in the heat of the afternoon, wearing wool. Can you imagine that? No, thank you. So I'm assuming those soldiers, the pretend soldiers, were probably slopping down water like crazy 50 years ago. I'm a little kid. I'm sitting on the ground. All right. I got a hat on, but it is really, really hot. So they go through this gig, and finally it's all over. And everybody gets up to leave. And so I stand up to leave with my mom. And as soon as I stood up, I thought, ooh, I felt really weak. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And ever so slowly, my vision just kind of winked out to nothing. I was blind. Not exaggerating here. I was blind. I couldn't see anything. Now, I'm 9 or 10 years old, and I totally panic. I'm shrieking, crying, calling for my mom. I can't see anything. I just, like, what is going on? I mean, I just was petrified. And I think my mom was really confused, like, what's going on? Lucky for me, there was a man, a stranger, nearby who understood what was going on. And so he picked me up, carried me to a shade tree, puts me down under the shade tree, gets me some water. You know, I'm slurping up water. Now, again, I can't see anything. I'm slurping up water. And ever, now where I'm in the shade, and ever so slowly, whoop, my vision comes back. Now, I was weak, and I was scared, and I just, my mom, I think, was, like, scared, too. Like, what the heck is going on? If you're familiar with heat exhaustion, now, not heat stroke. Now, heat stroke is really bad. Heat stroke will kill you. And so that's why I'm a little extra, like, folks, let's watch out for each other here when we have weather like this. Because heat stroke in the middle of this day could pull the curtain down. All right? Heat exhaustion is like a step toward heat stroke, where my whole system just kind of shut down, if you will. And in this case, it was my vision just blinked right out. And scared the living daylights out of me. Now, fast forward 2 years. 2 years later, I'm about, I think, like 12. It's a summer's day, like today. In this case, I'm playing at a baseball game. And that particular day, I was the pitcher, or a pitcher. All right? And so it was a hot, like mid-upper 90s day again. Same deal. All right. And so I'm out there. I'm playing baseball. I'm pitching. And we're about to start about halfway through the game. We're about to start an inning. I'm out on the mound. And once again, I'm getting that, feeling. Now, in this particular case, I immediately called for my coach and I said, I got to go sit down. And the coach, I think, understood what was going on. He's like, you go sit down in the dugout. So I go sit down in the dugout. Dugout has like a little roof over it, so I'm in some shade. But once again, here goes my vision. Nothing. This particular case, I didn't panic because I knew what was happening. So I had a water bottle there. So I'm sitting in the shade. I'm trying to rest. I'm slurping a bit on a water bottle. And once again, my vision comes right back. That actually only lasted a few seconds. The earlier story, it lasted a little longer than that. Ooh, just scary stuff. So I'm sitting in the dugout, and I'm feeling really weak, like, ooh. And I think my coach could tell, okay, Scott, you're done for the day. But luckily, the second time I didn't panic. I knew what was going on. Still scared me. All right. Now, it's interesting. That story, there's two things in common with those two stories. All right. Number one, again, it was oppressively hot and humid both days, like upwards of 100 degrees. It was really bad. Number two, one thing that those two stories had in common, both mornings, I didn't eat any breakfast. I just got up, got dressed, went out. Didn't eat any breakfast. Folks, that's a mistake. All right? Don't you do that. Now, we say, you know, make sure you drink plenty of fluids. Of course you want to do that. But along with drinking plenty of fluids, eat something. All right? Have breakfast. And so ever since then, this is 50 years ago, ever since then, I mean, I've had days where I've had no breakfast. All right, I'm running late. I overslept. I'm really busy. I just hop in the car and drive, you know, and I don't necessarily have breakfast. All right, I'll get something at lunchtime. Not a big deal. And it's perfectly fine. But in weather like we have this week, 95, 97 degrees, just off the charts humidity, really bad. Muscle memory, if you will, brain memory kind of kicks in. And I'm thinking, okay, Scott, make sure you eat something. Eat a lot. Get plenty of fluids. That sort of stuff. Amazing what you remember, isn't it? From days gone by. All right, think about yourself. How many things have you totally forgotten from, I'll say, 50 years ago, from your school days? How many things have you forget? You'll never recall those things again. People, events, activities, just gone. Just whoop, right out of your head. And then what do you remember? It's interesting what really sticks with you. That day at that fake battlefield will stick with me the rest of my life. Just, oh. And so when we have weather like this, I'm not nervous, but I'm leery, like, okay, I don't want that to happen again. Let's make sure I get some breakfast. Let's make sure I have plenty of fluids. Let's make sure I take it easy. I'm not going to go, you know, run the 5-mile run today. That's probably not a bright idea. If it's outdoor work, I'm going to kind of keep it short. Hopefully you're doing the same thing. But seriously, folks, in weather like this, let's watch out, not just for yourself, but for others. Heat stroke is bad. Heat exhaustion, like I described, is bad. And it happened to me twice, and I don't want that to ever happen again. Oof, nasty stuff. All right, so good news, bad news. All right, bad news, hot and oppressive today. Ugh. Good news, going to start to cool off a bit tomorrow, if you consider 88 to be cool. Okay. Now, I've seen at least one weather forecast where Friday, allegedly Friday, the high is supposed to be 75. Where's my bell? Yay! Where's my bell? Now, folks, it's summertime now. It's going to be humid. All right? The dry, you know, no humid days, September maybe, probably that far off and so on. But thankfully, if you're not paying attention to this by Friday, yeah, it's supposed to cool off. So there's good news. All right, now bad news. Once this heat wave breaks, I mean, think about it, probably thunderstorms. So especially looking probably Thursday, Friday, maybe especially Thursday, thunderstorms, maybe some considerable rain. Like, okay, great, here we go again with the rain. I mean, you can complain, and I've complained about this heat. At least it's been dry. All right, so my grass, my lawn at home is drying out, although I could not help but notice this morning when I took my guy Domino out to do his biz, I hurriedly mowed on Saturday after I replaced the dead battery in my lawn tractor. Already this morning, I'm thinking, I got to mow again. look at the grass. Whoop, just right out of nowhere. All that moisture, then you got heat, grass, whoop, up it goes. Probably not today, all right, tomorrow, all right? Lawn mowing is on my schedule for tomorrow. How about you? Okay, so get some, give some. Get some, give some. Yeah, okay. Real quick, one other quick thing, all right? Now, I'm, you know, kind of try to follow Penn State stuff all the time. There's people doing really cool, I'm talking research, really cool stuff at Penn State. I mean, in all different regards. Penn State had a story out last week, in their internal channel, about some Penn State researchers involved with work in Antarctica. Now, no heat waves that we would call it in Antarctica. It is really cold and crazy down there. Oof, just nuts. And apparently they're doing some research, and this story says that somehow there are interesting radio signals coming from inside Antarctica. And they can't figure out what's going on because those radio signals are not supposed to be there. Bum, bum, bum. Now, okay, this is not, it's the aliens. They're living in Antarctica. Maybe they are. I have no idea. But this is an interesting story about these radio emanations coming from underneath, or inside, I guess, Antarctica. And they cannot explain why these radio signals are happening. Now, by radio signals, I'm not talking 98.7 The Fox. We'd love to get to Antarctica. Well, they can stream. I assume they can get the internet down there. They can stream down there. All right. They can pick us up. Maybe they are. I have no idea. But there are some Penn State researchers and some other researchers trying to figure out what are these radio signals emanating inside Antarctica. Bum, bum, bum. Maybe it is the aliens. They're kind of paying attention. They want to hear what the Pirates are going to do tonight in Milwaukee. We'll have more on that in a little bit. So you can maybe do a web search for that story. It's a very fascinating story. Before we go to a break, now, I've got a little interesting blurb that I picked up off another news source. I assume this is accurate, okay? This is where normally we play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead. Now, he's not here, that bum. All right, so we're just going to play it with you. Antarctica, of course, there are very, very few people that live in Antarctica. And for the most part, they live at research stations because it is, we're talking way below zero, cold, big time winds, blizzards, you know, all that sort of stuff, okay? And so when you go to Antarctica, you're there, I guess, for a short period of time, and then you leave and new researchers come in. In other words, it's not, I guess, a permanent home for people because it is oppressive in the cold direction. But according to this, all right, think about this. It says, how many human births have been recorded in Antarctica? All right, now there are men there, there are women there, and they're doing research. Okay, that's fine. They sleep, obviously, at some point, and then apparently they have other activities. What, you didn't think they did? How many human births have been recorded in Antarctica? Now, don't go too crazy with this, because apparently the actual answer is 11. Apparently, over all these years of research stations and things in Antarctica, there have been 11 human births recorded in Antarctica. I'm going to guess the women didn't show up pregnant. Just a wild guess there. Probably, hey, let's have some fun tonight, so to speak. And then 9 months later, hey, look who shows up. 11. All right, so that sort of thing happens in all locales. Not sure I'd try it if it were 95 degrees. Not my thing. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We'll have our sports segment. Again, later on this hour, we're going to have some fun talking local pinball with Joe Shaw, Mr. Pinball. And then later in the next hour, yes, we've got plenty of heavy talk. Yesterday was another very interesting day. in different directions. I have some observations. Maybe you have some as well. So stay tuned for all that. We've got a busy show here. Let's talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will continue right after this.
98.7 The Fox, The Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Pendeck was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Belfont. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, as Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why are you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
All right, let's use a little reverse psychology here, right? If you were listening yesterday, I was playing either hot heat or heat wave songs. Today, let's go in a different direction. All right, Foreigner. Oh, back when they made real music, all right? So let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Scott here with you again, the Ironhead Jeff Byers. He's on a family vacation this week. By the way, we just had that little blurb about the Goon and Ironhead. They are not doing their show this week or next week. They are taking a two-week hiatus. And so the Goon and the Ironhead show will be back on, I got to check my calendar, Tuesday. Is that the 8th? Yeah, I think that's the 8th. Tuesday, July 8th is when the Goon and Ironhead show will come back on, as both Goon and Ironhead are taking some vacation time, those lucky dudes. So I'm going to be official there. All right, let's take a look at sports. All right, some Penn State announcements yesterday. First off, the 2024-25 Penn State Athletes of the Year were announced yesterday, and I would say no great surprise for either of these young people. For the women, it was Jess Mruzik, the outstanding Penn State women's volleyball player. Of course, Penn State winning the national championship this year. And on the other side, Carter Storace, of course, Penn State wrestling, the five-time NCAA champion, was named the Men's Athlete of the Year. Now, that's important, but then both of these people will now be Penn State's nominees to be the Big Ten Athletes of the Year. Of course, it's not Big Ten. It's the Big 18 now. So 18 schools will have their young people for those awards. I don't have a date on when the Big Ten's going to announce that, but that'll be, I guess, sometime this summer. Mruzik was the most outstanding player of the NCAA Women's Volleyball Championships. Again, Penn State winning the national title first time since 2014. It is their 8th overall national title for the women. And, of course, that was historic, beating Nebraska, then beating Louisville, before that beating Creighton in some really tight matches. I mean, that Nebraska one, and the Creighton one, too, for that matter, were really tight. Jess Mruzik was a big, big reason for that. Team finished 35-2 on the season, and she is totally deserving of that award. And, of course, all right, we talk a decent amount of Penn State wrestling here on this station. Carter Storace, just the only person ever to win five NCAA championships. Just an amazing collegiate career for this young man. And so, again, no surprise at all that it's going to be Storace. Now, I tell you what, I have no idea the other 17 Big Ten schools and, you know, who their people are and so on. It's going to be hard to beat Storace. Mruzik, I don't know that much as much about the women as I do more about the men's side. But, hey, this is a Big Ten choice, so throw it up in the air. Who knows? All right, some other announcements. Two Penn Staters have been selected as the recipients of the 2025 Big Ten Postgraduate Scholarships. Let me ring the bell for that. Yes, student athletes. Some of us still like that. Winners yesterday for the women, Florence Caron, and for the men, Ben Liscomb. Now, this is a primarily academic award. Student athletes have to have at least a 3.2 grade point average. They must demonstrate leadership qualities. They must serve as an excellent role model. And they intend to continue their academic work after they get their bachelor's degree. In other words, they're going to become a grad student and continue their education. Florence Caron is a senior women's track and field member. pretty darn good. 6 All-America honors from either cross-country, indoor track, or outdoor track. She is a linguistics major with a perfect 4.0 GPA. Whoa. Now, let me see. Cross-country is fall, indoor is winter, outdoor is spring. So Florence right there is an athlete essentially all year long, not just for a season. And she still has a 4.0 GPA. That's amazing. She was Penn State's first cross-country All-American since 2016 last fall. So congratulations to Florence. That's great. Ben Liskum plays men's soccer. He's a defender on the Nittany Lion team, started 31 of his 50 career appearances for the Nittany Lions, was one of 2 captains this past season, and also an outstanding student. So congratulations to those 2 young people. That is that's quite an honor on the academic side. All right, Penn State also made this announcement yesterday. Now, folks, the world is changing, as we know. College athletics is changing. No, this is not an NIL. Well, it is kind of an NIL thing. I'm thinking more of a digital thing, how you keep track and how you follow along with so on. So Penn State Athletics yesterday announced a collaboration with Playfly, which is sort of their new, broadcast partner, and Lockerverse. They have put together a new digital platform called Roar Plus. It always has plus. It's always plus. Whenever you see something plus, it's a digital something. Every time. Roar, I think they kind of had, but now this is Roar Plus. All right. It says, I'm reading from a release, a groundbreaking digital subscription platform with exclusive content. Yes, NIL is kind of involved with this because, again, it's a subscription model. So if you do this, you're paying something. And then that money is supposed to go to NIL for Penn State athletes. Okay. If you want to check this out, they have a website, roarplus.co, and that's spelled P-L-U-S. Spell it out. roarplus.co. Apparently not C-O-M, just C-O, roarplus.co. And the deal is, if you want behind-the-scenes content, all right, and it says real-time chat-based interactions. That's interesting. Original programming with Nittany Lions student-athletes. So, in other words, you're going to get stuff that you're not going to get on regular media channels. They're doing a giveaway. Of course, got to throw an incentive out there, right? It says here the first 500 subscribers for Roar Plus will be entered to win an Ultimate Whiteout Experience sweepstakes. That sounds like fun. So one lucky person will get 2 tickets to the Whiteout football game against Oregon. And again, that's already a hot ticket. 2 pregame sideline passes, so you can get down on the sidelines. 2 fanny packs, okay. And a parking pass. And I tell you what, folks, I've been joking for a couple of years, parking spots for $100. If you haven't been paying attention, parking spots are now $100. Which I think, one man's opinion, that's outrageous. I mean, come on, okay, they want to make money. I got to pay $100 to park my car? I'm sorry, Penn State Athletics, I'm going to argue that one, all right? It's like, come on, really? It wasn't that long ago I could get a parking pass for $10. Now it's $100. Oof. Okay, whatever. So, again, all the money they raise from this subscription service is going to go, it says, directly to Penn State student-athletes. So this is part of that sort of NIL stuff. Now, it's interesting. It says here, subscribers, in addition, will gain access to exclusive shows hosted by Nittany Lion legend LeVar Arrington. And I'm thinking, folks, if you want to hear LeVar, tune in to 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe every morning right here on this station for free. That's part of Fox Sports. All right, LeVar's on most mornings here from 6 to 8. So if you want to just say it, all right. And also longtime Penn State announcer Brian Tripp is going to be doing some exclusive shows for this. I mean, I'm not trying to pull fight. It sounds like an interesting thing. And maybe, I won't say, I mean, anybody from anywhere could do this, especially maybe if you're from out of town All right, Penn State fans are everywhere, literally everywhere, and you want to keep tabs on this. This sounds like a pretty cool setup. So Roar Plus, again, free plug for them, roarplus.co. Spell it, P-L-U-S, spell it out, roarplus.co. All right, athletic department there. We gave you today's free pitch. All right, Major League Baseball last night. Yep, we got the game on after the explosion of the power transformer. Milwaukee was very warm last evening. Whew. But the Pirates got the win against the Brewers last night, 5-4. Tell you what, Nick Gonzalez, we'll use a poor pun, Nick Gonzalez is hot. I mean, he is on fire. 5-for-5 last night with 2 RBI. In his last 5 games now, Gonzalez is 12-for-22. That's pretty darn good. And it's interesting, in that relatively small stretch of time, he's improved his batting average from 226 to 320. Yeah, is he going a hot streak and your numbers go way up? Tommy Pham hit a home run last night. Now, that's a big deal because it's his first home run of the season. Chase Shugart got the win in relief. He came on sort of in the middle of the game, and he was the guy of record when the Pirates took the lead, so he gets the win, 4-3. David Bednar got his 11th save in the ninth inning. A little drama if you caught the game last night. Bednar gave up a hit, gave up a walk. The Brewers are threatening, but he managed to kind of slam the door after that. So the Buccos get the win. Game 2 of that series, you can hear it this evening here on 98.7 The Fox. Airtime at 7:15 and the first pitch at 7:40. Phillies did not play yesterday. They had a travel day as they headed down to Houston. They will open up a series with the Astros later on tonight. Yeah, I'm going to mention it. My Orioles had a shutout win against the Rangers last night, 6-0. A shutout for this crew this year is extremely rare. Jackson Holliday had a 3-run homer. Now, keep in mind, this game was in Baltimore, also extremely warm last evening. Trevor Rogers got the win. He was the starting pitcher. He actually went 8 innings last night and gave up only 3 hits, no runs, 3 hits, in this kind of weather. I mean, let's ring the bell for that, all right? That's amazing. I'd have to check other games last night. I bet nobody else did that. Orioles and Rangers play again tonight. All right, and finally, now, again, I need my buddy the Ironhead here, Mr. Wrestling, to talk about this stuff. We mentioned this yesterday, and the whole college wrestling world is abuzz about Bo Bassett, the kid from down in Bishop McCourt, outstanding wrestler. One of the top wrestlers for next year, meaning he's going to be a high school senior this year, all right, down at McCourt in Johnstown. Committed to Iowa, I don't know, 5 months ago, 4 months ago, and all of a sudden, a couple days ago, decommitted from Iowa. And social media is just ablaze with comments, commentary, alleged news. I mean, I tried checking this out last evening. I mean, it's kind of flying in all directions. A lot of people apparently slamming Tom Brands, the Iowa head coach, for allegedly, you know, not being cooperative or making demands. I saw at least one blurb from, I guess you would call it an Iowa insider, who slammed the Bassett family, saying that they were being disingenuous about this whole thing. All right, so this is a big back and forth. Now, another kid from McCourt is Melvin Miller. Now, Melvin is going to be a high school junior this coming year, so he has 2 more years of high school to go, but already he's highly recruited, top wrestler for the class of 27, and of course he's looking at colleges, universities right now, but allegedly he has now scratched Iowa from his list because apparently of what happened to Bo Bassett, whatever exactly happened to Bo Bassett. All right, so we got some big-time controversy in the college wrestling world. I saw one blurb from Evan Smith, who is at Penn State, a Penn State student who follows Penn State wrestling, makes a claim that Penn State wrestling is actively pursuing Bo Bassett allegedly going to be making a recruit visit to his home sometime this week. And Bassett apparently was also at Oklahoma State either last week or recently. All right, David Taylor down there. So Penn State, Oklahoma State, I'm seeing Nebraska kind of thrown in there. Virginia Tech was on his list at one point. I think Ohio State was on his list at one point. I mean, the back and forth is fascinating on this. It's like a he said, she said sort of thing. Except this would be a he said, all right, who's telling the truth here? All right, they can't both be right. Something crazy going on there. I've got to believe. Now, I'm no wrestling expert. That's my buddy, the Ironhead, okay? If I was advising young Mr. Bassett, again, he's going into his senior year of high school, I would say, Bo, make your call before the next school year starts. So, in other words, make your call by the middle of August so that this thing isn't weighing on you for your senior year of high school. You can make your commitment, and then you can concentrate on your senior year of high school, wrestling, academics, and otherwise. Okay? We'll see what happens. I'm no wrestling expert at all on this one, but I'm going to assume Bassett and his family are going to make the rounds. Allegedly, Penn State's going to his house this week. Oklahoma State, they already got that tie-in there. I saw some stuff online from Nebraska people. Hey, Bo, come on over here, buddy. Hey, hey, you know, that sort of stuff. So it's going to be maybe a whirlwind summer for young Mr. Bassett. And then eventually we'll see what happens. When the Ironhead comes back next week, I know wherever he is, he's on a beach somewhere. He's keeping track of this stuff. I know he is. So when he comes back next week, I'll have to throw it at him. All right, what do you think? What's going to happen? And so on. So Penn State wrestling fans all wound up about Bo Bassett. All right, we'll see what happens with that story. All right, we're going to take a break. Again, we've got heavy subjects, are you kidding, for later on in the 9 o'clock hour. When we come back, we're going to lighten up. We're going to talk about pinball. Real sports, right? Pinball. Well, for some folks it is. It really is. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Belfont. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual historic Belfont cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he's going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right, it's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. Pam, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop me
very nice.
I'll hold your hand.
All right, again, we're trying reverse psychology here.
Beautiful. What's
I'm trying to find every cold song I can find. So stay tuned for more cold music.
Beautiful.
If it helps, I don't know. Let's talk here for a Tuesday morning. Again, Scott here with you. The Ironhead, Jeff Byers. He'll be back next week. I don't think it's cold where he is. I think it's a little warm. But let's have some fun. Again, we got some heavy talk. We're going to save that for the 9 o'clock hour. But let's, I guess, welcome back to our show, although it's been, Joe, when was that? Was that a year ago? Or?
It was actually a year and 4 or 5 months.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it was right before we got pinballs into Axeman Brewery, which is one of our key subjects to discuss.
Yeah, we had you on last year just for fun because we saw a story. Somebody ran a story about, you know, pinball machines and local tournaments, and I thought, oh, man, when I was a kid, oh, I loved pinball. That would be pretty cool. So, Joe, I'm calling you Mr. Pinball. With
sure. Pinball Joe is on the front license plate of my car, and what many people call me, starting with my nieces, partly because there were four Joes in my big family, and they were my nieces are the recipient of the first pinball machine I restored that was dead, and it's still running in their house. So
very
they started
cool.
calling me Pinball Joe.
All right, so Joe is all about pinball, all right? And so when we talked to you over a year ago, I guess things were just sort of starting up. This was like a pinball league and so on.
Right.
Talk about that.
So it's technically called a pinball tournament. There is a difference between tournament and league, but I like the sports reference because that's highly relevant. And we were doing them at my house with the support of an operator out of Pittsburgh who had loaned me some machines, plus my machines. And just at that time, we approached Axeman Brewery, and we were having monthly pinball tournaments. And we said to Axeman, the operator from Pittsburgh, and me, we said, you know, you have space here. Axeman Brewery in Bellefont, I think 18,000 square feet. They had some dead space, something like that. And just we loved the atmosphere, the family atmosphere, the competitive nature of what happened there among cornhole and shuffleboard and foosball, some of which were free and some of which were competitive, and the fact that they had, right down to toddlers, that they were a very family-friendly place. So we said, let's try out pinball here, and we'll do pinball monthly tournaments. And we quickly moved from putting in six machines, which were played without any advertising immediately, sometimes hundreds of times a day.
Ooh.
By people of all ages. People who had the memories and new kids on the block who were coming around and saying, you know, what is this? and parents and grandparents were stunned to say, you don't know what pinball is. So we got eventually 10 machines in there and had started monthly tournaments over a year ago, and they're competitive and sanctioned by something called the International Flipper Pinball Association, which includes prizes, which includes points. And what we do is there's entry fees, and all the entry fees go back to the top finishers. So it's very competitive, three-hour monthly tournaments. Plus, pinball is being played at Axeman now collectively across the 10 machines about 500 to 800 times a week. And
wow.
Some days, on a Saturday, a busy Saturday, say, where there's a kids' sports camp in town, they'll be played 500 or 600 times.
Holy moly. Which is cool. I mean, that is really cool. All right.
And it's what I love to see.
How did you get started in this?
I got started as a player a good 40 years ago when I was in college. And then at grad school, see, Penn State, as many people know, when I was at grad school at Penn State in the 80s, Campus Casino and Playland were two arcades in town that were very popular. And at in its day, Playland was open till 4 a.m., it was a hangout for people. Yeah. And I would go in there at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning and play. And like many people, you just end up saying, this is competitive even just for me to say I want to beat my high scores. So often that's the question. What's a good high score? How can I beat my own high scores? And we did something at Axeman Brewery in March, which was the one-year anniversary of pinball there to celebrate the one-year anniversary. We made it, it's a dollar a play, but people play it. So we made it half price for the day, and they got played four times as much that day, over 800 times. And we wiped out the high scores at 5 o'clock, meaning we reset them.
Okay.
So we made it a half-price day and a wipe-out-the-high-scores day. So the double incentive was you get to play for less, and we got played four times more than usual. And then the incentive after 5 was you get to now have the chance for getting your high scores, getting your initials up, which is what matters so much to people, is I want to be on the leaderboard, in effect.
All right, Joe, now I'm old. I remember I would put a quarter into a pinball machine and play.
Right.
You're saying it's a dollar now.
It's a dollar at best at, say, a brewery or a bar. At some places, it's $2.
$2?
At some places, they do a credit voucher sort of system or a credit card. You put in, so the idea is you put in credit. You buy a card, and then you give that often to your kid, and there's other games there too. And you just play, and you end up actually just playing. There are machines, not pinball, but other related sort of virtual reality and modern video game machines where they're $5, but that's time.
Ooh.
So it gives you, and you can add time.
Okay.
So it's become very sophisticated in some ways, but very old school for me in other ways. At Axeman, we choose to have quarter drop. Kids like to drop the quarters.
Mm-hmm.
They like to drop, drop quarters, and we give out free games sometimes or do half price, and you can earn a free game. So, common price now is a dollar a game, but people will pay it, and kids are very happy. My parents, I should say, at Axeman are very happy to say, here's $10. Go to the change machine and go play pinball. Or Pac-Man. We now have a four-player Pac-Man there, which is, again, builds into the competitive spirit, and that has been very popular the last 3 months. So I'll focus in on the fact that it's old and new. So it's like a pub table with four players possible. So you can have a grandparents, grandkids, parents playing against and for each other, and they're clearing the board at the same time. And it doesn't just have the old marching fruit anymore. You eat a certain pellet, and you get really big, and then you can eat anybody else.
Ooh.
So it becomes competitive. You eat a coffee cup, and you get super speed for 10 seconds. You hit a banana peel, and that slips you all the way to the end, which can be good or bad. You eat a smoke bomb, and that creates a smoke bomb area where the ghosts get trapped. So there's all kinds of cool, intriguing, additions. So I think that's a perfect example of how pinball and video games, the best of them, take the old and the new and put them together, and then quickly parents, grandparents, and kids can figure this out. I'll focus on one more example of that from one pinball machine in a moment. But
what's old is new again. Isn't that amazing? All right, we'll take a break in a moment. Now, I'm assuming there's a tournament day coming up here.
It's always the first Sunday of every month at Axeman Brewery. So the first Sunday of every month. So that next Sunday will be, I believe it's July 3rd. And I have a Facebook page. See if July 3rd is correct.
Sunday?
First Sunday of every month.
No, that would be July
5th.
No, the 4th is Friday. It'd be the 6th.
July 6th is the next tournament, and it's always first Sunday of every month. And I have a Silver Ball Sundays Facebook page where we advertise, and we get about 20 to 25 people every month consistently, and they come from mostly here, but from all over the state, because it's advertised and it's competitive and fun, and you earn points towards pinball fame in a registered organization called the International Flipper Pinball Association, which has over 100,000 members. So it is a competitive sport that pays off with world championships and state championships. You'd be surprised at how deep it goes.
Is Tommy like the tournament anthem?
Tommy is not any longer a tournament anthem.
Oh.
And is more of an old school game by comparison. And part of that is yes, people will play Tommy as an anthem in a sense. But
okay, now you're talking about a pinball machine.
I'm talking about
the show and the music
show,
and
right.
stuff.
Yeah, it's still obviously the association, and it's where the term gained popularity. So absolutely, you played it last time I was here as the opening segment. And yes, Tommy, the song is obviously the number one associated pinball.
All right. All right, hold that thought. We're going to take a break here. By the way, if you're like, Tommy? What's Tommy? All right, do a web search for Tommy and pinball, and then you'll find out what we're talking about. Joe, I get the feeling some folks out there are like, what the heck are that? Just look it up. All right, we're going to take a break. Again, we're going to spend a few more minutes with our friend Joe Shawl. I've got some just nostalgic pinball questions, I think, to ask. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox. The Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Van Deck was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Bellefonte. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, as Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio
98.7
The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy Knowledge. Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Does anybody remember Vanilla Ice? Anybody remember that guy?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Again, we're trying reverse psychology on a hot day. A little ice, ice baby. All right, just stay cool out there, folks. Let's talk here for a Tuesday morning. Again, Scott with you. We'll have some open line time in just a little bit. Yep, we'll tackle all the heavy subjects, or at least some of them, when we come right back. Right now, again, our friend Joe Shaw, I call him Mr. Pinball. All right, we got this local pinball stuff, which I just think is really cool. And Joe, you said that there's another event coming up at Axeman Brewery on July 6th.
Correct.
All right, so the first Sunday,
first Sunday of every month.
Now, do people just, like, show up? Do
they
you have
can
to
just
sign up?
Show up. You don't have to sign up. It's useful to look on the Facebook page, Silver Ball Sundays. If you just go Silver Ball Sundays Facebook, you'll find it.
Okay.
And type in Axeman, and you'll find it. And it gives the tournament format, the fact that it's a $10 entry fee plus coin drop, so you end up spending $16 to $20 total, and all of the money goes to the top finishers. We now are running a beginners division and an advanced division because beginners often aren't so happy about the fact that they get the same winners each time.
I was going to say, define a beginner.
So a beginner is somebody who's not as skilled as the advanced, based on a track record. We have a good tournament director who has a whole set of metrics to show them if they wish. They've never perhaps competed in a tournament before. It has nothing to do with age, obviously. Mm-hmm. We have beginners who are in their 60s, and they're choosing maybe to play in beginners because they have a better chance of competing against others who are less skilled, less experienced at pinball. Because the people who are advanced, they play every day. And they compete with themselves.
Okay. I'm having flashbacks to when I was a kid, all right? What are the skills? So I remember when I was a kid, if I tried to do something with the machine, almost invariably tilt.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, shoot, you know,
right.
And so on. What are the skills,
sure,
of pinball?
The skills and part of what makes it a competitive sport are, first of all, knowing the rule set. Saying, what are the actual rules for this game? Even in the games from the 60s and 70s, there were sequences to how you were to perform in order to get higher points. In modern games, there are many sequences and many options, and I compare it, it's like comparing checkers to chess. You learn how to say, what advantageous shot can I take that'll give me multiple possibilities at once? And the part of the rule set is hit what's lit. If it's flashing and lit, if it's flashing, you hit it, and then once it's solid, you've collected it. So one thing is rule sets. In that even involves spelling, you know, going. So on the modern machine Dungeons and Dragons, you spell dragon by hitting the dragon, and each letter that you get, then the multi-ball is lit. So that's one, just knowing the rule set. But another that you might not expect, because people say, how do you avoid it going, SDTM, or straight down the middle. It's because you learn to aim, and you can learn to aim, I think of it as like baseball. You can trap the ball on the flipper and aim for left field, aim for center field. You can trap the ball and tap it in a way that it goes to the other flipper easily.
Okay.
It's not a difficult skill to master. You can, during a multi-ball, you have three balls going, you can trap two balls on one flipper and one on the other, and tap and pass them and then aim. And so you can retain balls without moving them. So that's one example. And another is, you figure out, okay, if I deliver this to the left ramp, it's going to go to the right flipper, as opposed to straight down the middle. So the skills are about aiming, physics, basic trajectories, how quickly, how abruptly you hit it. You can even bunt, in a sense. So there are many flipper-related skills, and what I do to help teach kids this is we play split flippers. I tell them, you do the right and I'll do the left, and I'll pass it to you, and you trap it, and then you aim for right field, say. Things like that.
Whoa. Now, I was going to say physics.
Yes, sure.
A lot of pinball is just, I will say, good old-fashioned physics.
Absolutely.
You go here, here's this angle, it goes there, and so on.
Absolutely.
How about that?
In a modern game, though, physics comes into play differently because you can add balls, and you can get up to six-ball multi-balls, six balls going at
once.
Whoa. So, and there are upper flippers, sometimes two upper play fields with four flippers. So there's an awful lot involved in that regard, and that's, again, what makes it a game of skill.
All right. Now, these machines at Axman Brewery, they're your machines?
They are an operator from Pittsburgh called Starport, and I'm the technician. So I do all the technical work on them, and I live just a mile away, so I check on them every day.
But you
make sure they're 100%.
You have some at home?
I have 10 at home as well.
10 at home. Okay.
From all different eras.
What's the oldest machine you have?
The oldest machine I have is from the late 60s, and it was a one-player game, and that's one where if you tilt, your game is over. And those are two for a quarter, they even have 5 cent and 10 cent slots.
Oh.
And the newest machine I have is coming in another month or two, called Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, made by a company in the Netherlands who also made The Big Lebowski, based on the movie, based on the bowling movie.
So this is international, too.
Absolutely international. There are 10 manufacturers, at least, and there are at least 10 new titles that come out every year. Stern Pinball is the number one manufacturer, but there are small manufacturers, very well established, the latest pinball from Jersey Jack, another manufacturer, is Harry Potter, but the Sticker Shock, $15,000.
Oh!
I know.
Whoa.
So it's like I tell people, just pretend you're buying a coffin, and if you want, you can repurpose it later.
All choked up. Now, this is obviously a big, full-sized pinball machine.
Yes.
Not one of these little mini tabletop
versions. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they make those, though. But there are 10 new titles coming out a year.
All right. Stern, I remember.
All Stern right. Pinball is the oldest manufacturer.
Is that American?
Yes,
Stern
and based in Illinois, and they started, I think, in 1947. And they're the one that survived through all the changes, but then there was, in about the year 2000, everybody else was gone, but there was a resurgence in 2010. And now, pinball is big in breweries and basements.
Why was there a resurgence? Why did it disappear in the first place?
It disappeared because of diminishing returns. Video games, Williams, the major manufacturer, still is in business, but it does slot machines. So you can see the direction that things went. But what happened with that was the rise of the internet, the rise of the home market, the rise of hobbyists like me sharing information, and the fact that pinballs were keeping their value and interest. So it, first of all, diminished from a manufacturing and profit standpoint, and then the resurgence showed that within 10 years after, with new companies coming in, that the price points could go higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
So a new machine now from Stern is $7,000 to $8,000, but they keep their value and people are happy to buy them. I facilitated the sales of 10 different machines this year alone, and locally. And so they made a comeback, and I'm back to the old and new theme, and a quick example of that is the favorite pinball machine at Axman Brewery. And I was just moving one out, and whenever this happens, I had to move one out to bring one in. Mm-hmm. People will look with horror and say, oh, that's my favorite machine. And so there the machine was going out, and a family was looking aghast, and I said, well, I'm sorry, but King Kong is coming in. That's going to be in our next tournament in August. Mm-hmm. That, not our next tournament, but the one after that. So we're making room. And then a gentleman said, but not Jules. Not Jules. You're not taking Jules. And I said, I'm sorry, we don't have a Jules pinball machine. And then I realized he was British, and he was saying Jaws. You're not taking Jaws.
Oh.
So Jaws, the story there, and last week was the 50th anniversary of the movie.
Yep.
The story there is that it is the most popular machine with kids and parents. Parents love the movie clips and remember it, and kids look at the shark. They see the shark on the back box, and they also see the fact that I installed a shooter rod, a special shooter rod instead of a regular one that they pull, and it's a shark head with a pinball in it. And they go up to that, and they say, I want to play the shark. You know, that, and that was the, and then I went in 5 minutes after moving these machines, and there was that family playing Jaws, Jules.
Jules.
Yes. Yes. So that is a great example of the most popular machine there. And the kids love it for the shark and the newness, and the parents love it for the nostalgia. And they play it together and just have a blast. And it's a fabulous, fabulous machine. A quick example from it that's a video is when you tilt, then it shows the scene of Quinn smashing the radio to destroy radio contact. So they find clever ways to say, you know, to integrate the fun and the theme of the movie with the actual gameplay.
That is too cool. Wow. All right, Joe, real quick, before we wrap up, what's your favorite machine?
My favorite machine must be, I guess, Attack from Mars, in that it was from the greatest era, I think, the 90s, Williams Bally era, and you shoot actual Martians who hurl insults at you, and they hop up and down. You shoot at Martians, and it was sort of, it's not Mars Attacks, the movie. It was its own original theme, sort of a B-movie, science fiction movie, and it's one you can play and master very quickly, but you can also spend a good year, you know, trying to beat it. And that is actually now down at Champs downtown, which also has pinball machines on Allen Street. And I've owned four of them and restored two of them. So I guess I don't own one now. But because I mastered it and got more interested in restoring it and selling it to others and spreading that joy, I'd say that has to be my favorite based on ownership. I don't think I'll buy another. Hmm. And originally, I bought it for $2,500, and that one has been remade by another company to be even newer the last few years. But now Attack from Mars sells for $12,000.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's insane. That it's appreciated in value because
yes,
of people appreciate it.
Yes.
All right.
And others have, and most keep their value. If you take care of them, they keep their value or appreciate in value. Some do depreciate, mostly newer games that are untried and untested.
I was going to say, the older machines, you ever have trouble getting parts?
You don't have so much trouble getting parts because there's interchangeability, and some people sell dead machines just for the parts.
Oh, okay.
But what you do have is the fact that in a four-player machine from the 70s, you have literally hundreds of switches and relays, and you could think of them as like fingertips touching. They better touch in the right place.
Yeah.
They better be clean. And if not, one switch off, one plastic part broken, can just make the machine act erratically or not work. So I'm not as good at fixing those. That's an art in itself. And the three electromechanicals I have from the 60s are all one-player games, which are much easier, so you don't have four players. When you have four players, it gets much harder to fix them.
I mean, but you mentioned something about the late 40s. I mean, are there still machines out there from, like, the 1950s and so on?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I can remember when I was a kid, that would have been 60s into the 70s, and I just remember, I'll call them simple pinball games. They weren't flashy, you know, it was just basic pinball, whereas more toward today, it's like videos, and you mentioned all that other stuff. I would love to just get my hands and a good old-fashioned pinball machine from like the 60s or 50s.
Right. Like many people, you and they are available. I mean, I have, again, facilitated sales of those to other people, and there is a local person who has electromechanicals and gets them working. That's what they're called. Pre-1978, before computer boards,
yes.
Electromechanicals. But again, the principle is it working? Is it clean? And in particular, often is it a one-player game, which is going to be a lot easier to fix and support, a lot less likely to break down. But there are people who own every era of machine. The operator I mentioned from Pittsburgh, he's into all kinds of stuff, but he has the machines at Axeman Brewery. He owns about 2,000 pinball machines alone.
Holy moly.
From every era.
Wow.
And routes them all over. He has a place in Pittsburgh where they have 60 machines.
What's old is new again.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Isn't that refreshing?
Actually, it is. Yes. I mean, like I said, I'd love to get my hands on an old pinball machine. Not that the newer ones are fine. That's fine. Just I would stand there probably and stare at it for a while like, I think I remember this from when I was like 10
yes.
years old or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
A lot of people ask me about that. When they go into Axeman, that's what they say. Oh, I'd love to play an old one again. I'm probably soon going to route, meaning put out for play, one of my electromechanicals at Titan Market, which is attached
okay.
to Axeman
right.
in Titan Energy Park. Only open Fridays and Saturdays, but that'll be two. It's working 100%, and I'm still working on it to fine-tune it, but it'll be two plays for a quarter. So, you know, you can still go out in there and play one.
Now, is this a job or a hobby for you, Joe?
Well, I'm now retired just as of 2 years ago, and it was a hobby, but I may as well call it a job now because I'm doing almost full-time work on pinball machines now that State Amusements locally has closed, who used to have
yes.
some pins and sales. And I'm connected with the local people who own pinballs and repair them and local distributors, including in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, a major distributor. So for me, it's become, you could say, a job where I'm making a little money and pretty much doing it full-time. Part of that is you can go into a repair that you think will take 5 minutes, and it might take 3 hours, or you might fail. And I'm a pretty good tech, but not an expert, especially with electronics. Most issues are mechanical. 95%
sure. right.
of the time, it's actually mechanical. You might think it's electrical, but it's just a wire that came off. It's just a bending of a piece of metal. It's just knowing. So it's a sort of a do-no-harm approach and say, what's the minimum I need to do to get this running, and then test it and keep working at it. And I have a few other people locally who are hobbyists who help out when I run into trouble.
And it sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a great time. It's I
cool.
retired to essentially do become Pinball Joe full-time.
That is
and
cool.
ask for the license plate from my wife last year for my birthday, because that's what people started calling me, and I may as well own it.
All right, so not Mr. Pinball, Pinball Joe.
Fair enough.
Okay. So real quick, now this next tournament is going to be on Sunday, July 6th. Axeman Brewery, what time?
12:30 is when I encourage people to show up to practice, but Axeman opens at 11. And they also have a nice Sunday brunch, which is popular. So coming in at 11, fine. The tournament
right.
itself goes from 1 to 4, always. Silver Ball Sundays goes from 1 to 4. You spend less than $20, have a great time, great social time, 3 hours of competitive play, and it truly is competitive. And there's software that shows your ranking and matches up which player will play whom on the next machine. So it's very sophisticated, and then you earn points towards your ranking in that particular tournament.
So, again, there's a beginner group and an advanced group.
Yes.
So if you're like, oh, man, I haven't done this in 30 years,
right.
you can get in the beginner group.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we've had we had a Star Wars Day tournament on May 4th.
Oh, yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
Yep.
And featured just for kids. And the person who won that tournament, I think, is 11 years old. And, you know, the youngest player was 6 years old.
Oh.
And that person who won is the son of a local player. And they come and play together in the tournaments, and he beats his dad. You know,
whoa.
I may be wrong about his age. He may be 14, but the point is, young people are really discovering it and doing well. The top three players in the world, because there are world rankings, are 20, 21, and 22.
How about that? I would have thought older than that.
They've been competing for 10 years, and I mean going around to different states and competing in national championships. So they're, and often with their dads or their moms.
It's Tommy.
Yes.
It's Tommy. Tommy lives.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, Joe, thanks much for coming in. Again, we had that that power issue a month and a half ago or whenever that was. And, again, we had ours yesterday. I'm like, don't tell me I got to tell Joe to postpone again. Ah!
I appreciate it.
We put it all together. Sometime I've got to come up on a Sunday afternoon when
absolutely.
You're doing this.
Come
but,
to
but those
Axeman
machines
Brewery.
Are there all the time.
They're there whenever Axeman is open. And as I said, the when we do something like a 50-cent promotion, and our next one, Axeman is going to be open on a Tuesday, July 8th, for its fifth anniversary. And they'll have a picnic dinner, and they'll have several concerts, and we'll have a 50-cent day that day, and we'll introduce King Kong, the newest Stern title, that day as well. So it'll be a big pinball music food day at Axeman Brewery on July 8th from 4 o'clock till, I believe, 11 p.m.
All right, if Axeman Brewery is listening, we will send you a bill for the free advertising here, all right, a whole
you
bit
bet.
Of it. So, Joe, again, thanks, and please keep me up to date with, you know, if some special thing's coming up, you got my stuff, send me a note.
Thank you.
That just sounds like a blast.
It is. Happy flipping to all.
Pinball flipping, not the other kind of flipping, okay? No, that we'll save that for protests, all right? We're not doing that. Joe, thanks again for coming in. All right. What a cool event. I've got to try that sometime. All right, we've got to take a break. When we come back, I don't know, maybe we'll get into the other flipping. We'll see what happens. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Belfont. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual historic Belfont cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he is going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right, it's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. Pamp, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go.
And we're using reverse psychology today. All right, if you're a Disney fan, you definitely know this tune. Let It Go from the movie Frozen. Get it? Frozen. Anything to take your mind off the heat, all right? If it works, it works. Hopefully it works for you today. Whew, another hot one today. Hey, friends, let's talk here. Scott with you. Again, the Ironhead Jeff Byers, he's on vacation this week, that lucky dude. He will be back on Monday's program next week. In the meantime, we have open line time for the rest of the show. 814-954-7266. If you want to talk about pinball, like it brings back some memories, that's why we had Joe in here. Something lighter, something fun. And again, the old line, what's old is new again. How about that? That just makes me feel good. All right, as opposed to maybe what we're about to talk about. And I mentioned, as Joe was finishing up to go, I would like to get my hands on an old pinball machine. Not buy, I mean play. From like the 60s or something. For those of us old enough to remember pinball machines back that far, they were very... I don't want to say simple. They were simpler looking than the machines that came later. The machines that came later, I'm thinking 80s, 90s, flashy, you know, flashy lights and effects and all this other stuff and multiple flippers and balls and all this sort of thing, which is cool. Nothing wrong with that. Just a good old-fashioned pinball machine that I remember from when I was a kid. I got to try that. So one of these things that Joe was just talking about there, I got to check one of those out sometime. So anyway, 814-954-7266. I don't know if you have any pinball memories you can call in. All right, let's get to the heavy stuff. First of all, folks, when you make a mistake or you're wrong about something, you need to own up to that. Wouldn't it be refreshing if we had especially some politicians that actually did that sort of thing? Wouldn't that be refreshing? Those would be the people that you'd trust, wouldn't you? All right, somebody made a call, they got it wrong. And they come out and they said, you know what? I got it wrong. All right, you would get respect for that kind of person. Okay, they were wrong, but you would get respect for them owning up to the fact that I didn't get that one right. So if you were listening to the program yesterday, again, with all the international news and so on, my thought yesterday was, okay, get ready. Price of gas, whoops, going to go up. Price for oil, whoops, going to go up. Yesterday, of course, was Monday after a interesting weekend. And so I expected the stock market to take a dive because of all the, you know, things going on in the Middle East and so on. Did you see what happened yesterday? It was the exact opposite. The stock market went up, actually had a rather strong day yesterday, and the price for oil actually went down. Did you notice that? price for oil went down, even though there are threats that, you know, the oil supply from that part of the world might be disrupted, and, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? And if you caught some of that stuff over the weekend, I'm thinking especially Sunday, you know, you had a lot of talking heads. Okay, watch out. Here we go. It's going to be bad. And look what happened yesterday. The exact opposite. So, folks, I called that one wrong. I'm still scratching my head a little bit. Because, again, when it comes to Wall Street and so on, I guess the word I would use about them is reactionary, and it doesn't take much to get them to react. And usually it's, oh, my God! And then later on it's like, well, that was nothing. That doesn't matter. Oh, my God! And they go crazy. And your mutual fund, goes right, you know, not down the drain, but down it goes. None of that happened yesterday. Is it possible we're having a return to sanity, if you will, that, okay, you don't need to be so reactionary? That really surprised me yesterday. So, again, if you're watching out at this whole thing, yesterday was another interesting day. If you don't follow news, again, a couple interesting things yesterday. You know, we bombed these Iranian nuclear sites. We still, I think, really don't know, okay, how much damage did we really do? All right, just because Donald Trump says we obliterated them, we don't know that. Again, these are like underground facilities. We have no idea what's going on down there. They could be working away as we speak. We don't know. All right, we don't know. Or maybe we actually did it. All right, that's what I'm pulling for, unfortunately, for anybody who worked there. We really don't know. Satellite pictures, if you follow news, you've seen some satellite pictures from like way on high and it's straight down. Well, we destroyed those buildings. Okay, there we go. Okay, how about underneath? We really don't, unless you go there, there's no way to probably really know what happened underneath. Now, hopefully, you know, Trump and company got it right. Yeah, we obliterated them. They totally knocked them out. They're not going to make a nuclear bomb. They're all messed up and so on. Okay. We'll see what happens. Then, of course, there was a ceasefire announced yesterday. Now, we should be applauding this, right? We should be happy. All right, Trump comes out and says Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire. Now, there was some argument last evening. Okay, did we really do that? Did he just say that and jump the gun? But apparently, as of this morning, there's supposed to be a ceasefire between those two sides, although they're both complaining, they broke it. They're not doing it. All right, so if you follow your news, especially this morning, there's a lot of finger-pointing going on right now. Israel wants to keep attacking. Iran allegedly still firing missiles back and forth and back and forth. So, is there a ceasefire or not? Well, we'll see. And even if there is, all right, is it going to hold? If you study world news at all, there's been a lot of ceasefires that within a day or two or a week, it all falls apart. Just poof. All right, so, okay, we'll see what happens. Right now, apparently, I've got a New York Times headline, Trump lashes out at Israel and Iran as fragile truce is tested. So, you know, here's Trump the peacemaker. Now, I realize some of you don't buy this. You just don't, because you don't like, you hate Donald Trump. You despise the man. He can't do anything right. He's a buffoon. He's got a ridiculous hairstyle. He's always brown in the face or whatever, orange in the face or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what the guy does. He's an idiot as far as you're concerned. Maybe you should own up and say, maybe I got that wrong. It's okay to do that. I just did it a couple minutes ago. All right. I expected oil to go up, stock market to go down. The exact opposite happened yesterday. All right. Call it for what it is. Call that one wrong. Just come out and say it. Right now, Trump and company look like they made the right move. All right. If the intel was accurate, if the Iranians were maybe a week away from a real bomb that they could have then dropped on somebody, say Tel Aviv, you don't want that to happen. And so you should take preemptive action to make sure that never happens. right now, it looks like, yeah, it looks like we pulled that off. Okay. So now let's see what happens today. All right. First off, are the two sides going to start shooting each other again? They did it. You know, finger pointing. We'll see. All right. It was interesting yesterday. Now, let me see. Where's that version? Okay. This is weird. And I've seen multiple versions of this story in the past more than 12 hours. Okay. We take out Iran's nuclear sites. Boom. Well, Iran's going to respond. Remember, at first, oh, we're going to do something. They're talking a big game. And then apparently, now remember, we have military bases in the Middle East. We have several of them. We've got a big one in the country of Qatar, big Air Force base there. And, you know, that's essentially across the way from Iran, not very far apart. So Iran, you know, the threat, oh, they're going to attack U.S. military bases. This could be really bad. Well, apparently at some point yesterday, Iran did fire some missiles toward that military base. They did absolutely nothing. Apparently they either got all shot down or they failed or something. Nobody got killed. Nobody hurt. Totally worthless. It's like, okay, is Iran maybe as impotent as we all now think they are? They literally can't do much of anything. And then this story comes out that before they lit their missiles, Iran apparently coordinated their attack. In other words, they told the folks in Qatar or Qatar, we're going to fire some missiles at you. Be ready. Folks, that sounds a little weird to you. At first, when I saw this story, I thought, okay, is this a gag? Who on earth would do something dumb like that? And, again, there are different versions. I've got a New York Times, like a headline version here, that they symbolically fired those missiles. In essence, to say, well, we responded, except it did absolutely nothing. And they warned us in advance, here it comes. Don't be surprised. Anybody else think that's, like, bizarre? They did that to, quote, minimize casualties. In other words, we're going to show everybody, yep, we're serious. We're gonna hit you. But get ready. We really don't want anybody to get hurt. All right, so we just kind of warned everybody. Here they come. I've seen multiple versions of that story that claims that's the way it happened yesterday. Thinking, what the... And there's at least a story out there that the Iranian top officials are getting ready to pack their bags and leave. Now, we have no idea if that one is accurate. I tell you what, there was one story yesterday, and I saw the story, and I thought, okay, I want to see who else is covering this. Because to me, it was a big story. Now, if you listen to yesterday's show, folks, I'm no expert, but you can common sense your way through this stuff. If this whole situation over there is going to end well, and by well, I mean well for us, well for the Middle East, well for Israel, if this is all going to end well, it means that the Iranian government, the mullahs, the Ayatollah, need to go. They need to get out of Dodge. Take a hike. Flee to Russia, probably, is where they would go. Just flee to Russia. And the entire country of Iran would have this uprising of people. Again, allegedly, the great majority of Iranians hate their government. All right? No, it's not like us. All right? This is not, well, I don't like Donald Trump. No, they hate their government. Not a person. Like the whole operation. All right? The whole deal. And the like half of Iran is 30 years old and under. All right, they got a lot of young people chafing. Like, we don't want to live like this anymore. We want to be like other countries. All right, not so not a theocracy, much more secular. All right, yes, we're still Muslim. Okay, fine, that's fine. But we don't want that running the show anymore because it's been deadly and horrible, and there's been destruction and death. We don't want that anymore. So the only way this ends well is if the people of Iran rise up, certainly with help from their military, to boot out these mullahs and Ayatollah and whatever, get them out of here, kind of like what happened with Syria earlier this year when Assad's regime just collapsed And he got out of town. As I recall, he went to Russia, where he now lives in exile, hopefully for the rest of his life. All right? We want the Iranians to do that. So yesterday in Paris, all right, if you know your world history a little bit, Reza Pahlavi was the son, or I guess the oldest son, of the Shah of Iran, who ran that country until the 1979 revolution. All right? And they had to get out of town. The whole Pahlavi family had to get out of town. Well, I mean, goodness, that's not quite 50 years ago, but pretty close. So they went into exile, and apparently this was a family, so it's more than one person. The oldest son, I guess his name is also Reza Pahlavi, had a press conference yesterday in Paris where he was saying, you know, hey, we need to get rid of these guys. We need to restore secular order in Iran. I will help organize it. I think, if I understand, he doesn't want to be in charge. He doesn't want to, like, reclaim his father's throne or something like that. He wants a democratic Iran. Now, folks, think about this. Common sense. If there was a democratic Iran, a lot of today's terrorism would disappear. We wouldn't have to probably deal with it anymore, except for little two-bit people kind of here and there. Iran, for the longest time, has been the champion of terrorism. If we could get rid of that, that would be gigantic. Not only for that part of the world, but for the whole world. Russia would pay attention. China would pay attention. That idiot North Korea would pay attention. I don't know about him. He's out there. I don't know about that dude. But some of these other countries would pay attention to what just happened, and it would be a positive change. So when I saw this story about Mr. Pahlavi, if I pronounce that right, had his press conference. I mean, Fox News had it big. Some other outlets had it big. I go to CNN, all right, and I've got the devices, the apps on my device. And I go to the CNN app, and I'm scrolling yesterday and last night, scrolling. This is a big story. Because, again, if you can get the Iranian people to stand up and say, enough, we're done, get out of here, we're taking over now. If you could get that done, that would be huge. And here comes this Mr. Pahlavi saying, yes, let's do this. And he's got some stature. There were a lot of reporters at this press conference in Paris yesterday. I'm on CNN. I'm scrolling. Can't find the story. And I'm thinking, okay, come on, CNN. How do you miss this one? Unless, of course, you maybe have an agenda. How do you miss that story? Ugh. So, again, media outlets doing what they do. Just, you know, not telling the whole truth in some particular regards and focusing on the negative. We're on the cusp, hopefully, of something really good here. And yes, God forbid for some of you, Donald Trump's involved. I know that drives you crazy. It just drives you insane. But maybe they made the right call on this one. We're going to take a break. We'll have one more segment. If you'd like to chime in, we had some folks yesterday chime in. If you'd like to chime in, you are more than welcome. Yay or nay, we'll give you the floor. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Bendek was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Bellefonte. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, at Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 97, The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
All right, let's go for the boss here. All right, if you're a Springsteen fan, 10th Avenue freeze out. Now, I don't know if you live on 10th Avenue. I could live on any avenue. I'd like a freeze out today. Let's talk here for a Tuesday morning. We got a few more minutes, and we got some open line time if you'd like to chime in at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. Mention tomorrow's show. Rabbi David Ostrich is going to join me in studio from the State College Jewish community. Guess what we're going to talk about? I think you can figure it out. Rabbi Ostrich has, you know, contacts and whatever in Israel, and so I reached out to him recently. He was actually on a trip, and he said, "Oh, let's get together when I come back." So he just came back, and of course, the timing is interesting. So as soon as I reached out, he said, "Yes, I'd like to come in." I'm like, "Great." So we will talk with him tomorrow morning. Not only the Israel-Iran thing, but here in our own country, two Jewish people murdered in D.C., that crazy person in Colorado who tried to set protesters on fire recently, the other day, just crazy stuff, anti-Semitism, all the talk that still is continuing. We're going to talk with Rabbi Ostrich on that tomorrow. Should be an interesting conversation. Things change so quickly now. You know, today is a positive day. I mean, when we attacked those nuclear facilities over the weekend, my first thought was, oh, boy. Like, okay, should we have done that? Okay, I don't know. Now things are moving in different directions, hopefully all in a positive way. But one thought is, again, we have allegedly a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. All right, good. I mean, we should all be applauding. We'll see if it holds. It may or may not. A lot of these things fall apart because the two sides just despise each other so much that, and somebody does something and poof, it all falls apart.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But if the Iranian government stays, you know, the mullahs, the Ayatollah, you know, all these people, if they stay and they stop the war and so on, it's this whole Israel argument with Hamas. They want to eradicate Hamas because for all these years, Hamas has wanted to eradicate Israel. So there we go. And we got the whole Palestinian argument and so on. Israel wants Hamas gone. They want a peaceful neighbor. okay. I mean, hopefully we can all understand that. You may not necessarily agree with it for different reasons. But if the Iranian government stays, what's to stop them from just starting all over again? And eventually then we're back to this whole situation. There's a very thin line to walk there. And, you know, as soon as the bombing mission happened over the weekend, oh, the president, unconstitutional. Oh, he was not allowed to do that. Oh, he should be impeached. You know, God, that's like a popular term in D.C. anymore. Should be impeached. All right. If you don't, if somebody does something you don't like, we should impeach them. And both sides do this. All right. Both sides do this. You know, this judge should be impeached because of a ruling. All right. Presidents should be impeached because I don't agree with what he did. Back and forth and back and forth. Ugh. Maybe, again, there's a thin line there. And Trump and company kind of walked that thin line over the weekend. I mean, things could have gone wrong. The people, Iranians might have started shooting at our planes. Now, we've got pretty darn good planes, all right? So good luck hitting them. But they walked that thin line. Is it a war if you bomb somebody once? Oh, that's a big debate down in D.C. right now. All right? Is it a war if you bomb somebody once? Well, some people apparently think it is. We should declare a war. Folks, nobody wants to do that. All right, the polls, there's a bunch of these. The polls of Americans, nobody wants to do that. Left, right, up, down, blue, red, whatever. Nobody wants that. That's why you've got some, if you will, MAGA Republicans who have not been happy the last couple of days. Wait a minute, we don't want another war in the Middle East. We already tried that in Afghanistan. That didn't work. We tried that in Iraq. That really didn't work. We're going to try it again? And hopefully we can all understand, no, let's not go there. No, no. So there's a thin line they walked. And right now, at least, it looks like they walked it successfully. And if they did, credit is deserved there. Now, for some people, again, that's a bridge too far. They just like, I have to give Donald Trump credit for something? They simply won't. Now, could this thing blow up this week? Yeah, it could. All right. So, we are news consumers, information consumers. Let's just kind of sit back and watch and see what happens. And, of course, have comments on it as things continue. Again, Rabbi Ostrich tomorrow. This could be an interesting conversation on tomorrow's show, given what has happened here in the last week and a half and those earlier things that happened here in our country. So we hope you tune in. Folks, stay cool today. It's going to be another dangerously hot day. Stay cool, and we will see you again here tomorrow morning.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Bellefonte.